When you commit to a spiritual partnership with another human being, you bring the energy of the archetype of spiritual partnership into the physical arena. You begin to form and to live by the values, perceptions, and actions that reflect equality with your partner and a commitment to his or her spiritual development and your own. You begin to set aside the wants of your personality in order to accommodate the needs of your partner's spiritual growth, and in doing that, you grow yourself. That is how spiritual partnership works. You begin to see that what is necessary to the health of your partnership is identical with what is necessary to your own spiritual growth, that each of you holds the pieces that the other is missing. If you are jealous, for example, you will find that jealousy is what brings to the surface in your partner an aspect that needs to be healed, and that that aspect is mirrored in yourself. You begin to value your partner's contributions to your development. You experience that his or her perceptions and observations are helpful and indeed central to your growth, that conversations between you stir deep waters. You learn the roles of love and commitment and trust in making your partnership work. You learn that love alone is not enough, that without trust, you are not able to give and to receive the love that both of you have for each other. You learn that your commitment must be translated into a form that satisfies the needs of both you and your partner. You learn to value the needs of your partner as much as you value your own, because the partnership that you both want requires two healthy and inwardly secure individuals. You learn to trust not only each other, but also your ability to grow together. You learn that you put your partnership most at risk by avoiding that which you are most afraid will destroy it. It is not easy to express what is inside you, especially when that makes you feel vulnerable, or painful, or angry, or upset. These are the emotions that empower words that can do either damage or can do so much healing. You learn that sharing your concerns with consideration and the intention to heal and trust in the process is the only appropriate avenue. As you approach your needs with courage instead of fear, you ignite a sense of trust. The true human condition in its most perfect form has no secrets. It does not hide, but exists in clear love.